This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from Chevrolet. At Chevrolet, we bring people together with the things that matter to them most. Visit Chevrolet.gm.ca.
Hi, I'm Mel Malsanoa. You're listening to a podcast of The Word of the Week, and this week our word is ici, which means here.
Hi, my name is Anne and I'm in Vancouver. Je vois ça d'ici, I mean, I can just see that. I can just see that from here. Ici means here. So it's something that you would say talking about the future, that I can just see that in the future, he's going to break her heart kind of thing. So, je vois ça d'ici va lui briser le cœur.
Hi, my name is Elodie and I'm in Vancouver. Je ne suis pas d'ici. I'm not from around here. I'm from France. Je suis de France.
My name is Richard. I'm in Vancouver. Ici means here. Il n'est pas ici. He's not here. If you were to go look for your colleague in his office and his colleague's a francophone and she might say, Ah, Bill, il n'est pas ici. He's not here.
Hi, my name is Lynn. I'm in Vancouver. Viens ici. Come here. This is something you would say to your little kid who's been doing something a bit bad. And you say, Viens ici que je te parle. You know, something like that. So it means, come here. I have a few words to tell you.
I didn't know that person was an eyewitness on my past.
Oh, Bernard, I was going to say that. Hello.
Hi. Joanne Blais, I was going to say, elle n'est pas ici, elle est à Ottawa. Our word lady, hi, Joanne.
Hi, Bernard.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, Bernard, I'm sure you were told that.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So cute.
And you could imagine what was coming after that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we should spell it. EC, it's an easy one, so I'll do it. It's I-C-I. EC.
Yes.
Here.
So many usage.
Totally.
And one sentence that I don't like hearing brings back a bad memory for me.
Oh, what's that?
Est-ce que ça fait mal ici? Does it hurt here?
Yes.
When I was lying in bed, not feeling well, and I didn't know what was wrong with me, so my husband pushed on my appendix and said, Est-ce que ça fait mal ici? So, and I just jumped, and I said, Yes, ça fait mal ici. Okay, I know where we're going. L'hôpital est à 5 minutes d'ici. And it's true. We live, our house is 5 minutes from a hospital. And
same in the show.
So that's where I end up that Sunday afternoon.
And
so.
Lucky for you that your husband's a doctor, so that he knew where the appendix was.
Yeah, but, you know, I could say, Bernard, can you picture this? Est-ce que vous voyez ça d'ici? I just had my first child. I was just, at home. I had been home for 1 week, and I had to leave to have my appendix out. It was not a pretty scene, right? Vous voyez ça d'ici, Bernard?
Oui,
we use that. Vous imaginez le tableau. Vous voyez d'ici le tableau. You can just picture it, right?
Je vois ça d'ici.
And we have the expression also, ici.
I could also be like, I can see this coming, right? I mean, it's not literally, but when people say that, je vois ça d'ici,
you can just picture it.
I can see this happening.
And we have the expression, ici et là.
Here and there.
Here and there. Yeah. Like this morning, I told my son, I think you need a little haircut. You know, I had my scissors and I said, je pourrais couper ici et là. He said, Mom, last time you did that, you cut too much.
Yeah.
So, okay, I won't do it. It was very tempting, though.
Yeah.
So, ici et là, just here and there. Right?
Yeah, it's not good for a mom to take the hair cutters to a teenage boy, I would think.
No, it's not a good idea. So, he didn't say sors d'ici because he's too polite. But I can just see it in his eyes. Leave me alone.
Sors d'ici. Get out of here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Bernard, d'ici peu.
D'ici
shortly.
Peu. Yes.
Well, d'ici 6 semaines, right? 6 weeks, what's coming? Christmas.
Yeah.
D'ici peu. D'ici peu.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to each other next week. So I could say d'ici là.
D'ici là.
In the meantime.
I like that.
D'ici là, yeah,
d'ici là, on vous souhaite un beau bonjour.
That's right. D'ici là, bonne semaine.
Yeah.
Have a good week.
And you too, Joanne.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Joanne Blais n'est pas ici. Elle est à Ottawa, where she's our word lady. You've been listening to the Word of the Week podcast. If you have any comments or suggestions, or you just want to tell us who you are, please email us. Our email address is clv@cbc.ca. You can also go to cbc.ca and click Contact Us.
Hi, I'm Jesse Brown. I'm the host of Search Engine, a new CBC radio show that is all about how the internet is changing politics and culture. It's not a gadget show. We don't really care much about technology so much as we care about the effect that technology is having on the world that we live in. All of the surprising and significant and funny stories that we bring you on Search Engine are about things that are happening right now. In the short time that we've been on the air, we've already become the CBC's most popular news podcast in the States. So come find out why. Subscribe to our podcast on CBC's podcasting page or through iTunes.